Taranaki is enjoying a tourism boom after the travel bible Lonely Planet named it the second best region in the world to visit in 2017. I'm not quite sure what the top one was. Someone will tell me. 2101, if you've got about 7 minutes to do that. But while visitor numbers are up in Taranaki, they're spending more money, not everyone's cashing in just yet, and it appears that some tourists, at least, didn't get the memo. Taranaki Whanganui reporter Robin Martin has more.
It's hard to argue with the numbers. Tourism contributed $362 million to the Taranaki economy in the year to October, up 12% on 2016. Overall guest nights have risen 4.5% to 644,000, and international guest nights are up more than 25% to 115,000. By comparison, international guest nights for all of New Zealand are up only 5.5%. But for Rob Needs, who runs the Taranaki Mountain Shuttle and co-owns Top Guides, that hasn't translated into a windfall just yet.
So at the moment, I guess the immediate reward is in my transport company. The guiding company is developing, and that won't see significant growth until we kind of reach a tipping point, which is, I think, probably 1 to 2 summers away.
Mr. Needs helped to get the Poakai Crossing on the Lonely Planet's Taranaki must-do list, but is still working 30 hours a week at his day job. He says he's prepared to play a long game. Chaddy's Charters runs tours of the Ngamutu Marine Reserve in a historic English lifeboat and is a Taranaki institution. It also got the Lonely Planet nod. David Chadfield says the weather ruined his 2017 and passenger numbers have been down by half. But he's optimistic about 2018.
The Lonely Planet is a lovely thing, and we were recognised and written up in that as well as one of the popular things to do. So, yes, we're on the bandwagon.
Mr. Chadfield says he's noticed the difference the award has made.
Definitely, in tourism, we've noticed a lot more overseas people, a lot more people from different countries, Holland and Europe, quite a few Chinese people as well.
The owner of the nice hotel, Terry Parks, says tourists are displacing his normal corporate clients.
We've been able to paint the hotel and put a new roof on it, which had we not been awarded some of these things and becoming more out into the public, we would have had to do a little bit at a time. So, yeah, it's been good. Very happy. Cheers for Lonely Planet,
Mr. Parks says people are asking themselves, why hadn't they visited Taranaki before? Over at the Ariki Backpackers, duty manager Rob Gimlet says times are good and he's pretty sure it's to do with the award.
Normally the winter would drop off, like get fairly quiet, but this winter fairly steady. And so that's obviously indicated that people are hearing the message, numbers are up.
And are people referencing it at all?
No, but I mean the proof's in the pudding, the people are here.
But here's the rub. Despite the 330 international media articles written about Taranaki in 2017, and there were only 4 in the first half of 2016, it's hard to find a single tourist who knows about the award.
Were you aware that we are the second best place?
No. No.
I always thought Taranaki was a town.
No, I wasn't.
You weren't. Well, that sounds great.
Oh, no. No, I didn't. Oh, yeah, Rob told me yesterday.
But that's not about to faze New Plymouth Mayor Neil Holdham. He says the secret is out of the bag and Taranaki is bracing for a bumper summer. I Ngamutu mo te hōtaka o te atane, ko Robin Martin aho.